and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. And welcome back to episode 15. Woohoo! I feel like it's a real milestone. It's like, yeah, like I can't believe how quickly time is just flying in our podcast episodes. And I'm just having so much fun, and I hope that you're enjoying the show and all the value that's being shared with you. And yeah, I just wanted to like celebrate a little bit about how far we're coming, all of us, on this journey. So today is all about how to create aligned strategies. Okay, so this is for those that are a little bit further forward, maybe in their business, who are looking to create a product, so step into sort of manifestation and creativity mode, launch, create a marketing campaign, a sales campaign, have the strategies behind them to really support them, but also to do so from a place of alignment and energetic strategy as well. So working with the balance, the harmony, the alignment, what flows, what feels good, all of those things. Because sometimes I think when we have a product, we've not only got our own expectations of ourselves to kind of step beyond, but we're also thinking about how can we make this the best that we can? How can we create as many clients as we can? How can we do this in a way that feels really good for us? Because some people really stress out on launch mode, don't they? You might be one of those. And other people are working through their energy at a point where they're actually enjoying the whole process. And I'm probably one of those. I love launching stuff. I like launching for myself, and then I like working on behalf of my clients and my Done For You and helping support them to launch as well. So let's talk about this, because at some point, whether you're new to business and this is something that you're going to do a bit further along in your journey, or whether you're currently bringing your own products and services to the world and you're thinking about how can you create a much more advanced and aligned and energetic launch, how can you create strategies to help you with your sales and marketing, this episode is for you. But as always, we're going to start by sharing Marina Beach, one of my amazing podcast host sponsors, the Akashic Oracle. And today, funny enough, all about balance and flow. And I have a lady who looks like she's right down near me in Cornwall on a beach, potentially Atlantis. It just looks like that whole, it's such a beautiful card. It's actually a gorgeous colour as well. So it has those beautiful Atlantean vibes. But then there's this modern lady with this cosmic light behind her, and she's balancing, doing some sort of mudra or yoga dance on this beautiful rock in the middle of the ocean. So she's creating this balance and flow within herself. And the card says, you've chosen this card as your Akashic guide, and you're reminding yourself that there is a need for more balance and flow. Balance and flow is an essential part of achieving fulfillment and happiness in the human experience. When you're in harmony with yourself, mind, body, and soul, you get to experience a flow of abundance in all its forms. Pulling this card today indicates a requirement to reflect deeply within all areas and aspects of your life to see where there is imbalance and blockage. Know that the obstructions that you find are likely to impact many areas in your life. So one thing basically doesn't just impact your life, it can then bleed out into your business. For example, if you're experiencing relationship issues, this can also impact your money and your health. And the key to this balance is to look at your experience as a whole and tune in where there is a struggle, upheaval, or challenge, and use your Akashic records to activate more balance and flow by identifying which drains your energy, and then lovingly let go. And the invocation with this is, I achieve balance and flow in all areas of my life. How beautiful is that? Thank you, Marina. Absolutely love Marina's cards. They always seem to just absolutely align, bearing in mind the card was alignment and flow, but they do. They really support the work that we're doing as well through the podcasts. So, right, let's get stuck in, shall we, and find out and discover how you can create aligned strategies for your launches, using marketing and sales strategies that feel real, you know, energetically aligned. So I think the first place I want to start is looking within. How do you want your business? How do you want it to look, feel? How do you want for people to feel when they're receiving your services? So how are you going to deliver? And how do you want to succeed? And I say that because success is a great thing, and a lot of us fear success as much as we want it. But, you know, it's about being clear about how success looks for you. Because some people don't want to burn themselves out, and they'd rather take a lower figure and not have the hassle of teams and that type of thing. I can honestly say that I'm probably one of those people. So it's looking at how we want our version of success to look like. And I think looking within, we're defining our soul-aligned vision. We know what our business stands for, and we know what we want to create in our world, the level of impact, the level of influence, and the level of authority that we want to share and expel to the world. And I think once we know that within, that creates almost like an anchor, our guiding North Star. And it's really, really important to understand like what that actually looks like. Because then we know, it's like getting in a car, we know exactly where we're going. Whereas if we get in a car and we don't know where we're going, we'd just be going around in circles, wouldn't we? So when we understand what our vision looks like within, our soul-aligned vision, we're able then to be able to decipher where we're navigating, what impacts we actually want to create in the world. The next step is to really get alignment in your strategies, is to really understand and know at such a deep level who your clients are. Really get to understand this. A lot of people don't necessarily do the research. They don't understand who their exact soul-aligned paid clients are. Because you just don't want any client. You want ones that actually want to work with you and have the resources and the time and the energy to invest in working with you. When I first started my business, I took on clients, just anyone, because I was like, yeah, I needed the money. I also didn't realise any difference. So I literally just was like, yeah, I'll work with you, I'll work with you, I'll work with you. Now I have a much different approach. And the reason I have that is because sometimes you'll have people that will work with you because they have the money, but they don't have the tenacity. They don't have the drive and the ambition. And for me, it's important that I work with people that basically are prepared to go out there and do the work. Okay, who are wanting to listen and are wanting to develop their sense of self, their business in an aligned and strategic way, working with their energies and obviously their divine gifts, that goes without saying, but also that they're here to, you know, to embody and embrace their path of enlightenment. So it's understanding who your soul-aligned paid clients are. Because if you just pick up any client, they might not actually be right for you. Understanding what their desires are, what their demands are. Somebody said to me the other day, that's a bit of an odd word, what are their demands? No, actually, it's not. So back down. The reason we want to understand our clients' desires and their demands is because they are so important to the work that we deliver. So desires are soul desires, heart desires. Demands are, I need to have this within a certain period of time. So it's expectations, knowing what they are and delivering it, because that's our role, isn't it, right? As spiritual leaders, as business mentors, as coaches or creatives, we're here to deliver a service. And the more that we understand how we can tailor our strategies to serve our clients, the better. Because we understand their desires, what they want to feel, how they want to remove particular pain points. We know what their demands are, what their expectations are, how their, you know, values are aligned with our own, their inspirations even. All of these things are so incredibly important, and it's understanding this deep level. Another area is actually understanding our marketing strategies and how we want them to feel. You know, I've occasionally come across people that go, I really don't like marketing. I don't want to do any marketing. I don't enjoy marketing. And the thing is, it's really difficult to grow a robust, sustainable business, successful business, when we don't enjoy marketing, because that is part of it. You know, we need to be seen, we need to be visible, we need to get our messages out there, we need to position our business in a way that is seen and is the authority. And often we do stand in our way. So the way that we can begin to enjoy it, the way that we believe that our marketing strategies feel more aligned, is stepping into our authentic self, revealing who we are at a very deep level. So what inspires, you know, our clients, what resonates with our clients, what is real, true, and therefore creates an energy loop that magnetizes your actual soul clients to you, because they can really see who you are. What builds real connection? What nurtures your clients' trust? That is fundamentally important. You want to install trust in your clients from a very integral way. Like, that is key to helping you to create an incredible marketing strategy that speaks volumes, because it has soulful connection, it connects on a deep and meaningful level, and it inspires trust. It means something.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
Now, if we don't have that and it feels disconnected, it feels out of alignment, it feels hard and difficult, then we're going to struggle. But also the energy that we put out isn't going to be right. And yes, you can try and find a social media manager or somebody to create content, but you've got to be really careful, because they need to really understand you and your business to be able to create that content. Otherwise, their energy isn't going to necessarily connect, because it's that invisible thread of energy, right? And if we haven't got that, it's not going to connect with your ideal audience. What happens then? You don't create conversions, you don't create loyal long-term clients, and unfortunately, people don't see and hear you. So it's so important. And the other thing is having value-driven content. And what I mean by this is your content, like today in today's podcast, it's invaluable, it's informative, it aligns with what your clients are searching for. It provides incredible insights and golden nuggets, you know, inspiration. It gives practical tips. I'm not by any means saying that you go out there and you give everything away for free. I'm saying that you go out and you be your authentic self, and what you want to give away and what is channeled will be what is to be heard and seen. Like, I don't believe in holding back, because if somebody is listening right now and they go, I get so much value from Kelly's podcast, ultimately, if you're interested, you're going to reach out and work with me. It's as simple as that. And I don't want for people to feel that I hold back. And plus, the more you put out, the more you get back. So don't limit what you share, just feel what is right, feel into that. And don't over-deliver, so you then, you know, see this time and time again as well, is over-delivering, which creates overwhelm in your clients. You want to just, yeah, trickle it out. But always look to actually write and deliver value-driven content. You want to create a nice balance between connection posts, authority and credibility posts, positioning and promotion posts, and evidence and edification posts, so client testimonials or case studies. So let's also have a look at conscious marketing and sales practices. You know, I think most of us now who are creating a heart-centered, soul-aligned business are doing so from a place of conscious marketing. And our sales strategies or practices are very ethical. They're coming from a place of integrity. Basically, we're moving away from these aggressive, manipulative sales tactics that have been going on and on and on, especially in the online world, but also in the offline world as well. You know, I don't just work with business owners that have businesses online. I also work with business owners that are running businesses from their local cities or towns. And, you know, it's the same. We still see manipulative sales tactics. We are governed. Okay, we're governed by trading standards. We're governed by, you know, obviously our own sense of moral compass as well, and our shared values that we have with our clients. But ultimately, if we're running a heart-centered business, we want to come from a place of a truth-based campaign. And what I mean by this is focus on building those really loyal, meaningful, and I think almost deeply connected relationships. Because the more that you can have these true, genuine, authentic relationships, the more people that you're going to have when you're creating your marketing or sales campaigns that are actually going to respond to what you put out there. Because they're searching for you, they're waiting for you to deliver something into their world. And ultimately, if you're delivering genuine value, what you're doing is you're empowering your clients to take action, to feel inspired by the work that you do. Another thing that I want to talk about to create real aligned strategies and to really feel that they come from a place of energetic strategy as well is to think about your intuitive, okay, your intuitive inner knowing. Your decision making, maybe even based on the soul archetype or your unique energetic signature, or your soul carnation cross, all the things that I talk about in my own modality, soul energetics. And this is something as well that when you work with me in one of my group programs, basically is called The Collective. And it's a group of us that are working together on our highest self, upgrading all aspects of our life and business. And one of the things that we're doing is we're learning to make decisions through intuition, which is going to help us design much more natural, aligned, organic systems, processes, flows, strategies, giving us our choices based from an inner knowing, allows us to create these strategic but highly aligned to our soul's purpose, ways of doing things in our business that actually feel good for us and our clients. And I think that's the thing. Sometimes we've been told we should be doing certain things, or we've been asked to do it a particular way. It doesn't feel good for us, so therefore it doesn't get the results we desire. And I think also it's cultivating this mindfulness, creating, like, you know, these pockets, if you like, whilst we're actually in launch mode or before we're creating our marketing or sales campaign, is to take time to go out in nature, to meditate, to actually do the energy work, the frequency codes that I do with my clients, to actually do this before we then step into creation mode. Because when we do the work on ourselves, when we come from our highest frequency, when we've cleared and unstuck some of these energetic blocks, you know, we're on a new level. So the launching and the actual putting together these strategies feels really good, like really fucking good. It's a different level, can you see? And so again, that's so, so important. In order for us to create our own methods in a way that feels really good, though, we have to step into our own unique strength. And this really is about understanding our unique strategic energy. So understanding our soul archetype, our unique energy, and our soul carnation cross through soul energetics. Again, I'm going to keep telling you about this because it is so important. It's the reason that we really want to understand this for ourselves, is because not everyone does things the same. So I could say to you, right, to launch, I want you to do this. And I want you to really think about, like, over the next 8 weeks, putting this plan together. These are the direct key objectives. The sales strategy is going to look like this. I want you to achieve X, Y, and Z. And oh my God, like, everyone is so different on an energetic level. It doesn't work like that for everyone. So for me to understand as a mentor, and this is what I do when I work with any of my clients, for me to understand, like, how you work, is it, you know, like me, you're a manifestor, so you go with your soul urges. Are you a manifesting generator, so you're here to take action and to maybe step into a more masculine way, but also do so in a way that is done from a really strong energy, and you are actually aware of how that shows up in the way that you create and the way that you take action and you do. So it supports you rather than stepping into this real masculine, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and at the end of it, you're a total mess. Like, it has to come from this unique place of knowing, and understanding all of this gives you almost like the secret weapon to be able to create an aligned, strategic, and energetically aligned as well launch process with strong sales and marketing techniques and strategies that support you. Some of us are meant to have many, 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 many calls. Some of us are meant to wait for those to come to us. So creating a really strong copy and content, but then wait for those to come our way. That's the important thing. Some of us are meant to directly go and have these conversations with people and go, I want you in. Like, you need to get in my program because it's right for you. And everyone is totally different. So understanding this is really important. And with sales, it's about going deeper. Because it isn't just about the pound signs or the dollar signs. And I'm bringing dollars into it because, oh my God, I've just literally over this last week, I've seen a lot of English people using dollars. And I get it. But when you say I turned over a six-figure business and you're using dollars, let's say, because obviously it's about a 75% conversion rate or whatever it is on the dollar to the pound, it's like, it says that you're earning more when actually you haven't really achieved a six-figure in UK money. And I always like calling people out on things like that because it's just silly. It's silly. But anyway, going back to understanding like the pounds and the dollars scenario, it's like that's just one part of it. But sales isn't just about what you can achieve from a physical money perspective or from a place of your ego seeking money and worth from the value of money that you achieve through your launches, because anybody that's stepping into New Earth leadership, it's going to be so much more than that. I'm not saying it isn't about the money, but what I'm saying is it is so much more than the pound and the dollar sign. It is about creating impact. It is about creating a product and service that creates meaning. It gives something back to humanity. And this is about the influence that you have through your life choices, through your experiences of life, and knowing what your role here is to play in New Earth and integrating this through into your business, your divine gifts, bringing them and infusing them and embodying them. So you are the heart of your business, and your sales campaigns are about you fulfilling your role in your life, fulfilling the needs and desires of your clients. So together you achieve growth in whatever way you want it to look like: growth, expansion, transformation, a beautiful cycle of energy exchange. And sometimes this is also about you finding what works for you. With your launch processes, you can feel quite guided and intuitively and stepping into this place of just flow. Don't forget working with your guides, your guardians, your team, working with the ascended masters, those that have been here on this life path before, working with your angelic team so they help support bring in the clients that you are supposed to be working with. I remember feeling so frustrated for the first 2 years of really building a divine business. And I was like, I just remember lying with my face on the floor and I was frustrated and I was pissed off. And I put my new product, it was Divine Alignment. I put my new product out there and I was doing all my messaging and my marketing and it just wasn't going anywhere. It was a couple of weeks into my launch and I was like, I'm going to give up. I've just had enough of all this. Why? And I was like asking the universe, why? And then one day when I had my face on the floor and I'd been crying my heart out and I was banging the floor and asking and seeking for the answers of why, I went, guides, if you want me to do this, guides, if I'm here for this reason, this finite reason of why my existence is here, and I'm giving so much, why? I want you to help me. I want you to find me the people I'm meant to be working with, the people that I'm serving. And I got back, we were living in a caravan at the time, in the middle of a forest. And so I walked back past all the ferns and the beautiful, it's just such a beautiful setting. And I got back to the caravan and I put on my computer and bang, signups. And it was literally like they had me. And I realized I'd never asked.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show. I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, Teacher and Channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
And that was the moment a good couple of years ago now that when I'm working with my guides and my teams, I'm asking them to bring the right people to me. And it's massively changed like how my business has grown exponentially. And so I would always call upon your guides and your guardians and your team's support, but also come from this beautiful place of self-love, self-compassion, and take care of your well-being before, during and after a launch. Really listen to your energy and really honour and respect it. And so the other thing that is so important as well is to really continually reflect on your journeys of launching, creating marketing campaigns, sales strategies. And the reason I would continually learn to reflect on this is it's your evolution, because the more products and services that you put out, the more that you learn from the experiences, the more real launch campaigns that you have, the more you can maybe create evergreen launch campaigns, the ones that basically you're going to be repeating, so your signature products. And what you're finding then is you're finding what's working for your audience in the marketplace. So each time you do it, you can kind of tweak it and refine it. So embracing that growth mindset for you is a huge objective, because if you can step into that space, then you're always going to be seeking for better results. You're always going to be seeking how can you deliver more to your clients. So your whole business becomes much more sustainable. And also knowing in business that if you fail, that if something doesn't work, then that's okay too. And I talked about this in the last episode because I think in, especially, and I'm sorry if you're listening from anywhere else in the world, but especially for us here in the UK, and it might be the same for you wherever you are, but we don't really embrace failure. We tend to think that failure is this dirty word. We think that failure is something that somebody then, once they fucked up or they failed, that they should be like right at the bottom of the pile and they should hide away in shame with deep moments of guilt and just stay in that like cave of a failure. And that's not the truth. And we have got a future past failure, and we have got a future past putting a product out and it didn't work the first time, because sometimes it takes more than one time to create a product that does well. So even if you put something out to the universe, it doesn't work the first time, it might work the second time. So it's moving on, because every time we launch something, we learn. So embodying that, embracing that growth mindset. So it's about genuinely wanting to serve your clients and creating that impact. It goes beyond everything else. And that is what's going to help you to create an aligned strategy and a launch campaign that works for you and energetically aligns for you and your clients. That's the basis of a good marketing and sales campaign. And I think if we can step into this space of moreness, when I say that, it's like, you know, it's not about the figures, it's not about the money, it's more, it's about the service and impact. That's the golden sort of juice, really, because we're coming from a place of deep-rooted intention. We're coming from a place of authenticity. We're creating conscious practices that work for us and our audience. We've woken ourselves up to this space of service and, you know, elevating humanity. And it goes beyond fees. It's much more aligned and in energetic flow. That for us as business owners feels fulfilling. It feels like we are on this aligned path of soul business success. And this for me is where you create success for yourself, but you also deliver success to your clients. And this for me, this is what supports your unique energetic strategy, because if you're doing this, it's a win for you and it's a win for them. And there's nothing like that. It's beautiful. It's this powerful exchange of energy. And that's what you want every time. And that is what will magnetize and attract soul business success your way. So I hope this has helped to make you think about how to create aligned strategies that work energetically for you and your clients, that go beyond the pound signs, that create even more impact in your world, that help you to sit into this space of enjoying your marketing campaigns and intuitively working in flow, working in a way that really communicates authentically to your clients. And I really hope that this episode has really helped you to, instead of just looking at expectations and achievement and putting this pressure on ourselves and looking at failure like some dirty, seedy word, I hope that today has also given you inspiration to feel like sales is just you getting out there, doing your thing and creating this beautiful exchange of energy. And that ultimately is what it's about. You do you. You enjoy it. You sell yourself as much as you want. You go out there and you create the dreams that you desire and a business that feels fulfilling for you and your clients. And I'll see you on the next show. Lots of love, everyone. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.